The number of COVID-19 cases in New York continues to climb, with the highest number in Westchester County. Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency over the weekend as Ulster County announced its first case of the novel coronavirus Sunday. Democratic Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan says the county was prepared.
We have been preparing for this for weeks, and we're planning for the worst, hoping for the best, but ready to respond to this situation. And so we activated our emergency operations center. We're now working to backtrace any other individuals who the affected individual may have been in contact with, and sort of following through on all those protocols. So, right now I'm confident in our response. I think we're in as good a shape as we can be.
He says the middle-aged man, who lives on his own in the town of Rochester, had recently traveled to France. He notified the county health department of his symptoms, which developed after returning from his trip, and drove to Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston for testing. Ryan says the resident's condition is improving, and one of his family members is in quarantine. Overall, Ryan urges residents to follow the advice of health professionals in minimizing potential exposures.
I think in the absence of information, people can sometimes assume the worst, so we're working really hard to just share everything that we know as we know it, and it will be a fast-changing, fluid situation, but we'll continue to keep everybody updated as best we can.
Governor Cuomo Monday morning said the state was up to 142 cases, with 98 in Westchester County. He also spoke Sunday as regular coronavirus updates continue.
What happened in Westchester County is a person who was positive was in a very large gathering, and people then got infected, and then they went to very large gatherings.
Additionally, Cuomo encouraged New Yorkers to work from home, telecommute, and avoid densely populated spaces whenever possible to help contain the spread of the virus. He says for vulnerable populations, such as senior citizens and people with compromised immune systems, coronavirus can be dangerous.
Keep it all in perspective. I know there's a whole frenzy about it. The facts do not justify the frenzy, period. The biggest problem we have in this situation is fear, not the virus. The virus we can handle. It's the fear, and the fear is just unwarranted.
Four cases of coronavirus have now been diagnosed in Rockland County. Republican Rockland County Executive Ed Day on Friday urged residents to remain calm and listen to the advice of health experts.
Rockland County is ready, and I have faith in our health officials, institutions, and most of all, our people. Because together we can overcome any challenge that is set in our path. And as I said, I'll remind all that we have met and defeated a similar challenge before, as recently as last year, with the measles, and we will do so again.
As of Sunday, the Rockland County Department of Health was monitoring 22 people under quarantine. Some schools in Rockland and Westchester counties are closed Monday. Scarsdale Public Schools, after being informed Sunday that a faculty member at the middle school tested positive for COVID-19, is closing its schools for continued cleaning through March 18th. A message on the Somers Central School District website says schools are closed Monday for thorough cleaning out of an abundance of caution due to the coronavirus. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.